Welcome to another deep dive. Today, we're exploring a really intriguing intersection. We've got luxury, high fashion, and a material that's, well, it's definitely making waves, latex.
It certainly is. And our source today, Latex 247, gives us a great window into that.
Exactly. It's a hub for all things latex fashion, news, reviews.
Right.
And we're focusing on one article specifically. It's about a new collection from a label called The Scarlet Society.
Yes, them. They've had quite a rapid rise.
They really have. So our mission, basically, is to unpack how this brand got so prominent so fast, and what's the story behind this new collection they've cleverly titled, and, you know, what does it all say about where fashion might be heading? Okay, let's get into it.
Well, what's truly fascinating here, as you said, is the speed. The Scarlet Society label.
Mm-hmm.
The article calls them one of the most prominent latex clothing ateliers. That's, you know, high-end, bespoke level stuff.
Atelier, right. Yeah. Not just off the rack.
Precisely. And this isn't just organic growth. Seeing someone like Ella Morgan wearing their pieces at big events, like the Gaydio Pride Awards mentioned in the piece, that's a very deliberate move.
How so? What does that signal?
It signals mainstream acceptance. It's right. Like it takes latex, a material often stuck in, let's say, niche corners, and puts it right on the red carpet. It gives it legitimacy in the high fashion world.
So it's blending that sort of edgy material with real hot couture craftsmanship.
Exactly. That meticulous attention to detail, the bespoke quality you expect from high fashion, but applied to latex. It's a powerful statement.
Okay, that makes sense. And speaking of statements, this new collection, you have to admit, that's pretty clever titling.
It really is. That double meaning end and nude. It makes you stop and think, is it the final word on nude? A new beginning for it?
And the core of it, the article highlights, is its exclusive use of an exotic and sensual nude color. That's where it gets really interesting for me.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Because choosing nude for latex, well, that's significant. Think about it. Usually, nude tones aim for subtlety,
yeah.
Right? To blend in, almost disappear.
Yeah, like foundation or lingerie tones.
Exactly. But latex never disappears. It has that sheen, that presence. It's inherently bold.
So putting nude on latex creates a sort of paradox.
Precisely. That's the tension, the brilliance of it. It forces you to ask, can something so inherently attention-grabbing also feel intimate, subtle? The designer, Scarlett Drew, her vision seems to be about combining, let me get the quote right, the elegance of latex with the sensuality of lingerie, corsets, and tight-fitting, striking dresses.
It's like challenging what skin tone even means when the fabric itself is like a second skin but a very noticeable one.
You've hit it right there. It redefines the whole concept in this context.
And the article also throws in this detail about a pastel color palette, which just screams, summer sun. How does that fit in? Pastels and latex. Seems like another contrast.
It does, doesn't it? But it creates this really intriguing dynamic. Pastels usually suggest softness, maybe delicacy.
Right.
But combine that softness with the inherent sheen and structure of latex. You get that eye-catching and evocative range the source talks about. It feels fresh, summery even, but still undeniably strong. It plays with your expectations.
Okay, let's dive into the actual designs then. Beyond the nude color itself, which the article calls highly underutilized in latex.
Which it generally is, especially for a whole collection focus.
Right. They also mention using panels of transparent rubber. That sounds dramatic.
It does, and it raises that important question. How do these elements actually work together? You've got the nude latex, then bam, these transparent sections.
And then softened. The article says they're softened with the inclusion of frills and a number of sharp contoured lines.
Yeah, see, it's not just about shock value. It's a really sophisticated design approach. The transparency creates drama, sure, but the frills add a touch of lightness, maybe romance. And the sharp lines, they guide the eye.
Guide the eyewear.
The article says they draw the eye across the wearer's curves. It's about celebrating the form, making sure the wearer is, quote, surely the center of attention, but in a very deliberate, sculpted way. It's empowering.
And the specific pieces they mention, it sounds like quite a range within this On Nude Your collection.
Mm-hmm. What did they list?
Okay, there's a slender pencil skirt, but with those transparent side panels. Then a frill thong, a bombshell frill dress, two different corsets described as exquisite.
Right. Corsetry is definitely having a moment generally, so including it here makes sense.
And finally, a striking deep plunge dress. The article specifically says this one has never looked better than when in a nude palette.
That's quite a claim. It speaks to the versatility they're achieving.
Yeah, the variety seems key. It's not just one look. You've got something almost work appropriate maybe with the pencil skirt.
Depending on the workplace.
Ah. True, but then you have the much more overtly sensual pieces, like the thong or the plunge dress.
And that shows the breadth of their vision. Each piece carries that blend of elegance and sensuality. Using this unexpected nude latex, it really demonstrates how versatile the material can be when pushed creatively. It's come a long way.
So let's bring it back to the listener. Why should you care about this deep dive into one specific latex collection? What's the bigger picture here?
The source mentions other related articles, like collaborations, suggesting a move towards embracing individuality and inclusivity in latex wear.
Inclusivity? How so?
Maybe in challenging who wears latex and how, moving it beyond stereotypes. And think about that celebrity angle again. Seeing latex on a red carpet? It does the same thing denim did decades ago. Or leather. It shifts perception.
Takes it from subculture or workwear to high fashion.
Exactly. Yeah. And latex fashion generally, as the article hints, is exploding. It's blurring those lines between streetwear, maybe clubwear, and genuine luxury fashion.
And this collection helps that by using nude.
Precisely. By taking this usually overlooked color in latex, making it the star, making it sensual and striking and luxurious, it challenges our ideas about what latex is or can be. It's a bold statement about owning your style, your aesthetic.
Okay, so there you have it, our deep dive into how nude is the new bold, at least in the world of luxury latex fashion. We've looked at the Scarlet Society label's Fast Rise.
They're a really clever Euro collection.
With that unexpected sensual nude palette, the design details, and how it's all sort of pushing fashion's boundaries.
So here's something to maybe think about as you go about your day. Consider materials or colors, maybe styles, that you usually dismiss in one context. Could they be totally transformed in another?
Hmm.
It might challenge your own ideas of what's beautiful or comfortable or even daring. What other underutilized things out there in fashion or, you know, anywhere might just be waiting for their own bold moment?